Daniels, A.G. Prescott. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. October 14, 1903. Elders Daniels and Prescott. My dear brethren, I have written out some important instruction in regard to the necessity of revealing the love of God in our association with one another. All our words and works should be an expression of the love with which Christ desires to fill our hearts. I cannot be excused from bearing the testimonies that I am bidden to bear. But in using these words of warning, counsel, and reproof, let us strive so to conduct ourselves that the ministry of the gospel of Christ shall not be blamed. I have been trying to give my brethren the light that God has been pleased to give me, in regard to our duty to establish a sanitarium at Washington. Our people must have a sanitarium there, not a grand, expensive building, but a building that will rightly represent the truth for this time. It is that the cause of truth may be advanced through our ministry to the sick that our sanitariums are established, not to provide accommodations for tourists. Through our medical institutions, the truth that Christ gave to John when on the Isle of Patmos is to be proclaimed. Let the sanitarium at Washington be built as the Lord has instructed us to build all our sanitariums. Let it be plain, yet substantial, convenient, and attractive. Let everything be clean and orderly. As we shall endeavor to do this work, let us seek wisdom from God at every step, that the laborers may be under the direction of the one who gave skill and understanding in the building of the ark and the sanctuary. We are not to erect a building that will lead to expressions of astonishment and admiration, unless it be for its consistency with the truth for this time. Truth that we as Seventh-day Adventists profess to believe. Opportunity for obtaining treatment should be provided for the poor and suffering of humanity, as well as for the higher classes. Let the sanitarium work in Washington give a correct representation of gospel medical missionary work under the supervision of the great head missionary. This is God's will concerning the work in Washington. He desires that an example of medical work on right lines be worked out in a place far enough from Battle Creek to avoid strife. He desires that we should set an example of earnest work in a place where all shall be at peace and in unity. Let those having this line of work in charge bear this instruction in mind. Every step taken on this new ground is to be a step of faith and prayer, a step taken because of our confidence in every phase of present truth. The same spirit that now dwells in the hearts of some at Battle Creek will inspire men and women to surmise that whatever steps may be taken by you to establish the medical missionary work in this new center are for the purpose of rivaling or supplanting the work at Battle Creek. But we should remember that the men at Battle Creek already have more than they can do well. The brethren there should not try to place their impress upon the work at Washington. They should leave this work to our brethren in the East. Let another impress be stamped upon the work in Washington. Dr. Kellogg's management is not to extend to this place, to spoil the work that should be done in accordance with the Lord's instruction. I write this because there is danger of this very thing's being planned and undertaken. God forbids it. The men at Battle Creek need not try to begin a work in this portion of the Lord's vineyard. There are many other cities in the land in which they can begin a new work if they feel that they must take upon themselves still more responsibilities. Let not the Lord's plans for the sanitarium work in Washington be marred, for I am instructed to say that he will not sanction any interference with his plans. If the hearts of our brethren assembled at the council meeting are filled with the Holy Spirit, and their feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, all occasion for strife will disappear. The Lord desires that you shall have opportunity to establish a sanitarium in peace. In no case should any man attempt to call the attention of those living in this part of the Lord's vineyard to himself. Washington City has been chosen by the Lord as a place where the publishing interests and the medical missionary interests shall be left undisturbed. And we are forbidden to hesitate any longer to advance in the right way. Oh, that those laboring to exalt themselves would be converted! They are in the spiritual condition portrayed in the message to the Laodicean church, neither cold nor hot. They boast of their riches and feel that they are increased with goods and have need of nothing. They know not that they are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Revelation 3, verse 17.
God is beholding the works of every man. To those who are clothed with the filthy garments of self-righteousness, he is saying, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verses 18 to 22. Character is personal. We each have a work to do for time and for eternity. God abhors indifference in regard to the formation of character. As we know, all sin, whether of high or low degree, is transgression of the law. The less pure religion a man has, the more bold and self-confident he becomes. May God help us to seek for genuine religion. Oh, how responsible is the work of our leaders! How terrible will it be for those who are charmed with the delusive sentiments that are so freely expressed in these last days! The Lord is soon to come, and every believer should now ask himself, Am I ready? Am I wearing the robe made white by the blood of the Lamb? Brethren, the Lord is good. Let us rejoice in his power. He can save his people and work through a few as well as through many.